Sportsman Spotlight team member Tommy Allen made an interesting trade. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I understand you're fixing to outfit a bear trip. Tell me what that's going to be about.
My brother-in-law drew a spring bear tag in the Lynham and Nahai area, which is eastern Oregon. He's also an accountant, so he did some work for me. He built me a very intense spreadsheet, which I use for work. And so in return, I'm taking him on a hunt. So it's going to be a spot-and-stalk hunt. If the weather's going to be kind of iffy, there's going to be a few thunderstorms to roll through. And basically, we're going to be cruising ridgetops, trying to glass and spot a good-sized boar. And then we'll have to dive off into the canyon a few hundred yards down, try and get a good shot on it. And after that, it's just packing it up the hill.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't go too far down because you got to lug that thing back up again.
Oh, yeah, that's a concern with that country because it drops into the Snake River. You have to really look down there and see how far away it is, see if it's even worth going after. Otherwise, you spend all day and all night trying to pack that back up the hill.
I don't know whether you've been listening to Sportsman Spotlight of late, but a very good friend of mine, he went black bear hunting, spring bear. He took in 1,000 pounds of bait, which he scavenged around from various and sundry restaurants that were throwing out old stale bread. My guess is that Oregon does not allow baiting. Is that correct?
You're correct. In Idaho, they do. And same scenario. I talked to a buddy the other day to ask how his hunts are coming, and he was doing the same thing, baiting. And up here, it's purely spot and stalk. We don't have the option to bait.
Sure hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.